scheduled to be the last day of a four-day ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, and a fourth hostage prisoner swap is expected before it expires. Dozens have already been released. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
There were emotional reunions in the West Bank as Palestinians were freed by Israel. And Israeli helicopters transported hostages that had been captured by Hamas to hospitals. European Union chief Josep Borrell welcomed the truce but said it's vital that it continue.
Much more is needed to alleviate the dire situation in Gaza and to find a way out of the current crisis.
Police in Vermont are investigating a possible hate crime after three Palestinian college students were shot in Burlington. CBS's Matt Piper.
Two of the victims were wearing keffiyehs, scarves that have come to symbolize Palestinian solidarity. Rich Price is an uncle of one of those who was shot.
If this was a hate crime, it's symptomatic of a problem that exists in this country and, of course, around the world, where we allow hate to override peace and love.
The suspect, a white man, is expected to be arraigned today. One of the three students was seriously injured. For holiday shoppers, this Cyber Monday follows a record-breaking Black Friday. Numbers from MasterCard show sales up 2.5% over last year. And if you don't mind a tree that's bare underneath, retail analyst Bert Flickinger says...
Well, they'll get great deals on Cyber Monday. They may get even better bargains by waiting until after Christmas when there's still excess inventory.
Published reports on a newly unsealed legal complaint show Facebook's parent company, Meta, deliberately engineered social platforms to hook kids. And despite millions of complaints it never disclosed about underaged Instagram users, Meta only disabled a fraction of those accounts. New developments in the Koreas. Reporter Alex Jensen from Seoul.
According to local media, South Korea's military shared recent images showing North Korea redeploying troops and heavy weapons to guard posts that had been destroyed in 2018. To help prevent border clashes, which now appear more likely after the South protested the North's launch last week of its first spy satellite.
3 days of public memorials are beginning for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. Neighbors like Jan Williams in Plains, Georgia, still coming to grips with her death at the age of 96.
I still think she's up the street. I still think somebody's going to tell me how she's doing. I think it will take weeks, months, whatever, to process that we don't have her.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state prison in Green Bay is a powder keg waiting to blow. That's according to Alloway Village President Jim Rafter, who says the aging lockup is a danger to the whole community. He says state leaders need to put their differences aside and find a solution.
We need the governor and the legislature to come together and say, okay, we have a problem. That problem is GBCI. It's not safe, and we need to replace it. So what's the best path forward?
Rafter on Upfront on WISN-TV. A woman shot by a deer hunter in Adams County will not press charges. Wisconsin wildlife officials say it happened while the 47-year-old woman was walking her dog on opening weekend. She says the hunter is an old family friend. She even taught him how to hunt. She says it was an honest mistake. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wausau Police Department seized more than 300 grams of methamphetamine yesterday. The department's Community Resource Unit conducted an investigation Sunday, resulting in the seizure of the meth worth more than $10,000 in street value. They arrested one person who had the meth in their possession. The name has not been released. The avian flu has now been found in two counties in Wisconsin. The highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI, was found most recently in Trempealeau County. Domestic poultry in Taylor County also had confirmed illness in a backyard flock. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding poultry owners to practice strong biosecurity measures and report signs of illness among their flocks. People should also report illness in wild birds. Signs vary, including flu-like symptoms, misshapen eggs, and sudden death. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And all of you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Had some fun. We're going to catch up and see how everybody's turkey day was. We'll do that in a moment. We've got hot takes to get to.
hot takes.
That's coming up. Hot takes. Good day for it, right?
Yeah, it is good day.
Yeah.
We don't want cold takes. We want hot takes today. We're going to talk leftovers. We'll be doing that as well. How much we spent on Black Friday. Plenty more coming up, but let's go ahead and kick things off the way we like to with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going, sir?
Pretty good. How are things there?
Good. Things are good here. We're good, doing good. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. Yeah, and you as well?
Yes. Yeah. Very good to hear. Very good to hear. Now, what's up with the snow? What's going on with that? We had the nice part.
Enough with the pleasantries. Get to the dirty.
Exactly.
It did take us a little bit off guard, Paul. What is the rest of our week looking like temp-wise?
Yeah, you know, get us a little more into the Christmas spirit, I guess.
Yes.
That's one way to look at it, right?
Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be not much more snow to speak of here the next several days. So it looks like a pretty quiet trend here the next week. And as we head into early December, it looks like it may stay that way as well for some time. We do stay with some clouds out there today. And the colder temps still hanging on here with some highs in the low 20s. Northwest wind 10 to 20. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, about 6 above for the low. Still quiet but cold into Tuesday with partly sunny skies, about 22. And then 17 Tuesday night, mid-30s Wednesday, mix of clouds and sun. Still getting our way to some upper 30s, maybe a 40 out there Thursday, partly sunny. Mid-30s on Friday and more mid-upper 30s for the weekend as well. So far the weekend weather outlook's looking pretty quiet. So things still on that type of trend here after a little bit of snow over the weekend. And the cold temp's still behind it for a few more days before things thaw out. So, yeah, not too bad, though.
No. From what I'm seeing from a lot of the projections and everything come winter, this is going to be a bit of a theme we might have this winter of this kind of like odd weather. And it's a bit of a dry winter is what we're looking at. And we may not get as much snow, but the snow we get, we're going to get like in clumps, it's seeming like right now. Of course, this is all, you know, Mother Nature's just sitting back listening to us and being
right.
Sure, you plan. For that.
And I'm going to check that.
I keep telling people it's going to be kind of a weird winter. You know, it's this strong El Nino that's in place, and when you get these stronger El Ninos, the biggest pull is on temperatures. Usually your winter as a whole stays on the very mild side. You still get cold snaps, but they tend to be, you know, shorter lived, not as frequent. The thaws are more pronounced, but it's always difficult with the snow. With the El Nino, it can go either way. Like you said, just a couple events could change the whole face of the winter. You know, if you get two or three bigger events,
I was up late Saturday into Sunday morning and saw the snow coming down. And I was thinking about you and the team over there, Paul, a little bit, talking about this today because the job that you do is difficult already and weird and tough one as it is. With the climate change, with all these climate effects that we're having and stuff, it's almost hard to look at the data of previous years because of so much change that is coming and happening. It's a wild job you've got, sir. It's an interesting
gig. Constantly evolving.
And not only is it weird, but now you have James thinking about you on the weekend.
Yeah, that's probably that's got
a little weird too. Yeah,
as I said, and I'm like that might have come across uncomfortable for Paul. That might have.
And I had to point it out.
Appreciate all of you, and appreciate you, Paul.
As
thanks.
Long as your thoughts are positive.
Yes.
Stewing about that, Paul. I'm just gonna.
Appreciate you, sir. We'll catch up tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good, you guys.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks.
Thanks,
best,
Paul.
Best in the business, right? I genuinely got red-faced when Melissa said that.
What would Paul Tremblay do?
That was good. That was great. So that it is. Thankfully, though, with this weird weather, well, weird is our wheelhouse. So we got you covered. All
we'll
winter,
roll
everybody.
With it.
We got you covered. We'll take good care of you. We're going to take good care of you throughout this hour. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up. As I mentioned, we'll get into leftovers, how much we spent on Black Friday, wedding etiquette. We've got that coming up. It's a Monday in the 9 o'clock hour. You know how things kick off. We're going to the kitchen. Kitchen's open.
Yeah.
You.
Melissa's segment that she wonderfully produces and writes for us is going to be kicking off our 9 o'clock hour. We'll have some entertainment news in there as well. Bradley Cooper, John Hamm all showing up along with Denzel Washington.
Very handsome. Hey. Very handsome hour.
Yeah, apparently.
Segment. Wow.
Did not plan on that, but that's the way it's working out. After that, we're going to get into some odd turkey days. Five times Thanksgiving dinner made the headlines.
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound like a good thing.
Yeah, some interesting ones. Yeah. We're not going to get into all five, but we do have some interesting ones there. I just saw this morning Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year for 23.
Oh.
So we'll touch on that as well.
Nice.
And plenty more. 9 o'clock hour. You know how this goes. did I just hear Kevin?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Needy this morning.
That's all right. That's all right.
I was wondering what that sound was.
I was wondering
what is
how
that. Oh,
I was wondering how long it would go before we heard from Kevin. That's great.
Yeah. Well, Kevin's chiming in now.
All right.
Good morning, the Bell's new cat, Kevin. We say good morning to Kevin. So, I wanted to catch up with you guys. We didn't talk over the weekend. How was your Thanksgivings? How was your break, Melissa? How did everything go for you?
It went good. We were down in Madison for Turkey Day and hanging out with Aaron's brother and sister and Arlo, his 5-year-old nephew.
Cool. Aww. Cool. Very cool.
Yeah. So it was a fun, relaxing Thanksgiving day.
Oh, good.
Kevin missed us.
Yeah.
And he paid us back by being sick multiple times all day yesterday.
Oh.
He expressed his displeasure.
Yeah.
With cats, you never want to take a chance, of course. You just if they're acting sick, you certainly want to, you know, go with that and everything, but they also can be so dramatic that it's hard to tell sometimes. Like, are they being sick or are they just, you know, kicking up a hairball just because I didn't pay them attention today morning or something like that. Yeah.
I don't know if that was it or what, but he seems better today, just a little needy.
This is the thing though about cats. Though when they are needy, it takes you off guard if you're not used to them, because they're not traditionally always, or they're not always like that. Mm-hmm. So when they are, really always brought me right out there. There's something about when a cat shows you affection, you feel so like rewarded. Like
what is this? This is so odd.
Like I love dogs, but they are so fleeting with their loyalty. They are so like they come.
Oh, you're gonna pay me attention? Okay, I love you now.
Exactly. Oh, you have a treat? Okay, you're not my new favorite person.
Yep.
Cats, you really have to earn it. You really
to work
do.
At
and,
it.
And it feels good when you do. Like, oh, this cat likes me.
Kevin's a little bit of an oddity, though, because he is a very affectionate cat, and he likes to be picked up and held and you know, for fleeting moments, but
sure, yeah,
no, but still, though,
he appreciates attention.
That's true.
I would not expect anything less from you, Melissa. you have to have. You could not have a normal cat. You can't. That's impossible.
Well, no.
good to hear. You got out of town. I love Madison. God, I love Madison. One of my top five favorite cities in America. Period.
Mm-hmm. We were on the fringes, but we were, you know, that area.
I've spent a lot of Thanksgivings in the Madison area, having friends over there, my ex-wife, and now my sister living over there, and just love that area during holidays. How was yours, Seth?
Oh, it was pretty good. Went down to my sister's in southern Wisconsin, not too far from where Melissa was, actually, in Lake Mills.
And
got to spend a little time there with the nephews. My nephews who keep, for some reason, keep getting older and going, you know, graduating and going to school. What's going on here?
Yeah.
What is going on here? This time keeps passing and I just can't, I can't deal with it. Other than that, no, it was fun to see them though. See the family, and then did have to come back. Had to work the Cranberry Classic, of course. which was great fun. Got to do that this year with Mike Comer on the mic this for Friday and for Saturday. Mm-hmm. So that was really enjoyable. Get to be part of a tradition in the area here.
Mm-hmm. I remember from many, many years having to come into the studio and do that and everything. I greatly appreciate you doing that. Wonderful. I listened and it sounded great. You guys did a great job.
Mike did a great job,
You guys are a good team. You guys do a good job. That was great. And I really do appreciate that. Our audience does too. We've had listeners over the years many, many times calling in during the weekend, not to get on the air, but to just say, hey, thanks for being there. Thanks for playing the game or something like that. We have great listeners when it comes to that and greatly appreciate you doing that, man.
Yeah, not a problem.
I want to also take a note to thank Melissa and the great production that she does behind the scenes for us, not just with the sound, things you guys hear, but a lot of a lot of our organizing or scheduling or a lot of those kind of things happen thanks to Melissa and the work that she does there with that. Over the weekend, Pam and I didn't know what to do with ourselves. We did not know what to do with ourselves Friday. We texted each other. We're almost basically like holding each other's hands, to hold each other back.
We don't have to be in. It's so weird.
I said reminders to each other. Do not go to studio.
Yeah. And certainly with the last couple of weeks, it's been. I have not had my head in the game. I'll be completely honest, and that is on me. And I apologize to you and the listeners for that. That will change going forward. I'll get better as things go on here, but I'm lucky that I got the team that I got here and that we have the people we do. You guys did a great job over the weekend. The work and the production we had was fantastic. Heard great things from our listeners. They liked the liners, liked everything about it.
Excellent.
They also, Melissa, I heard from two different listeners and then my mother, so three different people. They want a tradition of a best of kitchens open.
They liked
that a lot.
Very good.
Oh, good.
So that's something to keep in the back pocket there, Melissa. Yes. That was pretty good.
Well, thank you to our listeners.
Great. Great to hear you guys' weekends were. The break was good. You guys deserved it. Everybody did. Earned it. And our whole staff here, really at Civic Media, everybody did.
Yeah.
But I was touching on this on the Sunrise Show, which I encourage you to listen to us Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 on Wisconsin 105.5 WIRI. Kick off your morning with us.
And catch some great country music.
Darn right. When you do talk, I don't know if you guys have felt this yet. You've been in this business for a couple of years now, but it might take a little bit longer. You do talk radio long enough, and you get, there's a couple things that happen. One, you think your opinion matters. and two, that people want to hear your opinion.
Yeah, right.
Because you have to talk for a living, and you have to fill time. And especially the majority of us that do this job, we come from old radio, where you didn't let things set. There was no such thing as dead air. You had to fill every single second.
Keep going.
There was no taking a breath. There was no, like, you really did. There were you take... And all of a sudden, you're worried about people.
What's going on?
Are we off air? What's going on?
Exactly. In today's modern and more modern radio, you actually do let kind of things set a little bit. It is more of a real conversation. Mm-hmm. It's not so much this anymore. It's this. And that's cool. I think that's the part of the reason why radio has survived.
I think you're right.
And grown.
Yeah.
It's also difficult because people in your day-to-day life that don't really care about your opinions and everything have to hear them. and as my family has been through a lot over the last couple of weeks, I didn't want to put them through more. So I kept my takes to myself to bring to all of you.
Oh, there we go. Aww. There you go. Time and a place, you know?
Now, I want to hear from you guys, though, too, because I think as I mentioned a couple of things that might get the ball rolling and you might think of some stuff. Oh, you know, I thought of this, too, and I wanted to bring it up, but we didn't get a chance to. And it's not just Seth and Melissa. I want to hear from all of you. I want to hear from how your Thanksgiving weekend was, and I want to hear if you got any takes or anything like that that you wouldn't have time to get to or anything. Like shower curtains.
Shower curtains?
For the love of all that is, why are we still being haunted and just devastated by shower curtains? Get off me, shower curtain. I love taking showers.
They can be a little clingy.
Yes. They are very clingy. Very clingy. And it is 2023, and we are still dealing with the same problems we always have with shower curtains.
Still, it's a mystery.
Get off me, shower curtain.
It's still a mystery.
I'm trying to clean here. I don't need you. Get off me, shower curtain.
Why do they blow inward? That's what, you know, that's still something that science is not figured out.
Nothing.
It's one of those little mysteries of life. Why do shower curtains do that?
I threw this into the search engine. How come shower curtains won't stay closed? How do I show? There is buy a weighted curtain. Upgrade your curtain liner. Install a curved shower curtain rod. Grab suction cups. Try magnets. There is literally 20 to 30 magnets. Different things. How about making a better shower curtain?
They've tried. I don't know. It's
how have we not figured this out? We have walked on the moon. We have traveled to the depths of the ocean. We have never thought we'd ever. What the what, man?
Newsflash: shower doors.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
They don't blow in on you.
This is not where I wanted to wrap up,
except
Melissa.
For hurricanes.
No.
Now I know that
every time.
I know, Melissa. I'm so sorry that you and I have these parallels. But so I asked my mom and dad a little bit about shower curtain doors because they come, you know, those are more popular in the 60s, 70s, and a lot of
70s,
that.
Yeah.
They went away in part because my dad said that they'd break so easy.
Mm.
And that, okay, well, let's make that better. All right. We got
better
stuff.
You also can't throw those in the washer.
True.
It's true. Very true.
You have to do
true.
A little more labor intensive to clean.
I will take that. I will take the possibility of it breaking. I will take all possibilities over a shower curtain that just will not get off my hip. Shower curtains.
Oh, shower curtains.
Darn shower curtains.
Hey, you know what? We still need some mysteries in life, you know? There are certain things that will never be solved, and you know,
the
mystery of the shower curtain. You know, maybe that'll keep a little spice to life.
Yeah,
keep you awake at night.
Oh, boy.
I gotta admit, the curved shower curtain rod. Mm-hmm. I haven't tried that.
Maybe that's next. I'll take. I digress.
Failed attempt, actually.
Oh, do you?
And I don't have a problem with the curtain blowing in on me.
Okay, so well, there you go.
That's the answer.
Yeah. I think that might be it. I think all my griping might have just been solved just by getting, oh, wait a minute, never mind.
Turns out it was a quick solve.
More takes coming, though. I got more takes tomorrow.
More hot takes.
More takes on Tuesday, more on Wednesday. We'll see. We'll see how this goes. But we want to hear from all of you as well, too. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. If you are listening to us on the Civic Media app, you are just one touch away from connecting with us.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and just touch that button and get right to us, everybody.
That's right.
And keep that in mind because we might want to call in your birthday or anniversary. It's coming up.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here on WFHR. Locally Grown Radio
WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Celebrate your loved ones at the annual tree lighting ceremony with Lights of Love at Aspirus Riverview Hospital, November 28th. Since 2001, this community tradition supports our area's greatest health needs. You can purchase lights on the tree in honor or memory of your loved ones. All proceeds support initiatives including substance abuse, behavioral mental health, food systems, and cancer. WFHR will broadcast live on location at 410 Dewey Street from 4:15 to 6:15 on November 28th.
Ready for deer cam? The Trading Post has all of your hunting needs. Snacks, ammo, new and used guns. Don't waste your time searching for savings. Stop in and ask for Kevin to save some bucks. The Trading Post, West Grand Avenue in historic downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio WFHR. 21 today, under mainly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 6 above tonight. Tomorrow, high of 22. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 13.
Happy birthday, sweet, sweet baby. I hope you read your storybook.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, but 6 to 2, 7 days a week, at 9041 State Highway 13 south of Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Keep in mind, Misty's Menu is back open after their holiday break.
Yes, indeed.
But for the time being, they are still closed on Wednesdays.
Yes.
So keep that. You're going to get over there Thursday through Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Get on over to Misty's and treat yourself. And if you have a birthday or anniversary, get it to us, everybody. We want to hear from you. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can really email any of our staff here your birthdays and anniversaries. Direct message us on Facebook. Hit any of our pages that way. And, you know, Katrina, when she was in last Wednesday, had a great one, telepathy. We have not tried that yet.
All you ESPers out there, yeah.
Go ahead and give it a shot. Give it a shot. Let me.
Nope, I'm getting
nothing. Nothing yet?
Okay. I'm getting nothing.
All right. So Keep trying.
The other thing.
Oh, wait. I'm getting one.
Mm.
It's my nephew Cole's birthday today.
Oh, hey. Nice.
Happy birthday.
He turns nine.
Cole. Aw.
That's great. And telepathy worked.
Yeah,
it worked. Pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Or I got a text message from my brother.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that could have
been one of those two. One of those two happened.
And a calendar reminder from Google.
We'll do some more research on that one. We'll do some more research, see if that works. We wish a very happy birthday to Cole, though. That's a happy birthday, Cole. I love that name, by the way. I got a godson, Cole. Just love that name.
Do you also call him Coley? Because that's his nickname.
Oh, no. I like that, though.
Coley?
Well, his full name is Colson. So I already got it. I already, by calling him Cole, I'm already, you know, doing the thing my father does and shorten every name, of course. But we have one name on the list this week, for today, I'm sorry, for today. We want to put the spotlight on Barb Thorson.
Happy birthday, Barb.
We hope you enjoy your day, Barb. First, this doesn't happen very often where we have a last name that we don't do very often. I don't believe we've had Thorson before. That's a great last name. It's a very
good Scandinavian name.
Yes. Barb, we wish you a fantastic day. Hope it's a good one and enjoy. And you're our qualifier.
Yes, indeed.
We take a look at our celebrity list real quick here. See, the other thing with the shower curtain is when you're putting, like, to keep it back, you'll put
your
shampoo and conditioner up, and then those fall down.
Sorry, couldn't help it.
Now you're really in trouble now.
It's your fault, Seth.
It's on me. We take a look at celebrity list here, and first up on the list, Jaleel White is 47. Urkel is 47, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa.
Jaleel is actually a really, really intelligent young man.
He is.
I say young man.
He's your age.
He's my age. I hate it when I do that.
Well, you're young, you know.
I feel so condescending when I do that. I don't mean to be. He's a good actor. He's also one of the telltales that we tell other actors of why it's important to be able to, when you have this big part, this big. To appreciate it. Jaleel White has been Urkel his whole life, basically. Like, he was a young man when he got that
role.
He
was, yes.
He was typecast right away with it. You've never heard him complain about it.
Mm-mm.
You've never heard him say a bad thing about that. He appreciates it. He's very thankful for it. He's spun it off into other jobs. And yeah, it's been really difficult, I imagine, as an actor trying to get other work, which sucks, quite bluntly. But at the same time, he's been able to make a living doing what he loves to do.
Yes, he has.
And you know, I don't see enough actors really appreciative, or really people appreciative of their place and where they are and where they could be and where things could be on the other side of stuff.
Yep.
You know, there's another version of this where somebody beat him out for that role, and who knows? He might not have had a career.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
I think of this when I hear a lot of musicians, the lead singer, I can't think of his name, from Men at Work.
Colin Hamm.
Yeah, I heard him in an interview once talking about this, and them asking him, you know, hey, does it bother you that you only really you're known for this one song and everything and stuff? And he starts talking about, we've been touring for over 20 years. We've done shows in all seven continents. We've entertained thousands and thousands of people off of one song. One song gave us that opportunity. So, I mean, you know, having that perspective to me, I think, is important. Everybody wants to be the Rolling Stones. Everybody wants to be, you know, a band with multiple hits, or you know, Tom Hanks with multiple movies and being able to be a chameleon and play all these different roles.
Mm-hmm.
Just doesn't happen for everybody. You appreciate what you get. You know, in some ways. And keep working for more.
Exactly. He had this great recurring role on the show Psych.
I was just going to say that.
With his great chemistry with Dulé Hill and everything. So, yeah, it's a very funny role.
I forgot about that. That's a good one to mention. One of the bigger actors of the 80s, Fisher Stevens, is 60.
Oh, wow.
He was Marvin on The Blacklist, and I know that because of my father. My father loves that show. Steve Guttenberg's buddy Ben in Short Circuit.
Short Circuit.
Now, here's something interesting about this. Two things. First, I liked Fisher Stevens. I think he's a good actor. He has gotten behind the camera in recent years. Fisher Stevens has done something that not a lot of actors do. That role that he played, he played an Indian guy, a Pakistani person. Who now, for those who know, Fisher Stevens is not Pakistani.
No.
Nowadays, that would never happen, of course. Instead of kind of being canceled, though, he really owned this early on and came out way before PCism and a lot of that stuff saying, hey, I should not have been cast in this. I was a young actor. I took the role because you take the roles you get, and you're just lucky to get anything you can, i.e. our previous conversation.
Right.
And but he's owned this, and I think that's part of the reason why it's been so, the movie is still appreciated to a degree. It's taken with a grain of salt, and it's kind of funny to me in this day and age with so much PCism, a role like that and a performance like that he gave, I think, in part, it's a little going back to Ben Kingsley and Gandhi, where it's done with such respect and done so well that even Pakistani people are not necessarily up in arms about it, which is impressive in this day and age.
It is.
Fisher Stevens gotten behind the scene in recent years. He's directing now and directed the recent David Beckham documentary. Ooh. That Beckham only did it because it was Fisher Stevens. Like, wow. And Fisher Stevens was like, I heard him in an interview recently talking about it. He's like, I don't know why. Like, I don't know why he chose, why he let me do this, but he let me do this.
That's cool, man.
It is getting a lot of great reviews, a lot of good reviews. Let's see here. Caroline Kennedy is 66. Neil Diamond's inspiration for Sweet Caroline.
That's right.
Hate that song.
You are not alone, Melissa. One of the greats, Bill Nye the Science Guy, is 68 today.
Bill Nye.
Yeah. My brother and sister actually got me into Bill Nye. They were watching him as kids. I was a little older, and I'll never forget. I'm watching them one day, and Bill Nye's up there, and he's in front, he's standing in front of a dam, and he's talking about the power of water and everything. And he's at the dam's going. He looks at the camera, looks at the dam. The water's still going. Looks at the camera. That's a lot of damn power. His delivery, was some of the fun, like one of the funniest things. I still laugh at that line whenever I think of it.
He has got really good timing.
He does.
What I appreciate that about him, but what I love about Bill Nye is that he can explain things that I've wondered about my whole life and explain it to where I can get it. Guys like him and Neil deGrasse Tyson, I marvel at how they do this. And people in life, we all know people like this in life that can explain complex things and break it down to where we can get it. I love what Bill Nye has done, what Carl Sagan and so many greats before him did. He has carried the torch up.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know his news. The End Is Nigh.
Yes, yeah, it's great.
It's a new documentary. It's a one season, and it's about natural and unnatural disasters.
Ooh, cool.
Some people. Kathleen Bigelow is 72 today, Oscar-winning director of The Hurt Locker and many other greats. Some people no longer with us. James Avery, born in this day in 1945. Uncle Phil on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, yes.
He was so good.
He was
such
good
a great actor.
Yeah.
So good.
I always liked his beard.
Got a nice beard.
Arguably one of the, not arguably, one of the greatest guitar players of all time. Top three. I don't know if your list, if you can't have him in your top three. Jimi Hendrix, born in this day in 1942, passed away in 1970 at the age of 27. Of course, I'm not going to get into the whole 27 thing, Cobain, Joplin, and all that stuff.
Nah.
But I did want to focus on Jimi Hendrix's creativity and his imagination. Because we don't really talk about that with Jimi Hendrix. You talk about him being a great guitar player, talk about the drugs, talk about this, that, whatever. We don't talk about his creativity. Some man who, where he was, wanted to play guitar. All they had was right-handed guitars. He bought one and restrung it left-handed. You've heard Jimi Hendrix by now. You've never heard anybody. You don't have to tell me he's the greatest guitar player of all time, but you cannot tell me you ever heard anybody make a guitar make the noises that Jimi Hendrix did. To this day, nobody's done that. That's him. That's his imagination. He's playing the same notes everybody else does.
Right.
He's just, his creativity, his imagination was so different.
Right.
While he was kicked out, he did try to serve his country. And it was his father, and it was very important to him. service and serving your country. Not something talked about with Jimi Hendrix, mm-hmm. but a very proud American. Mm-hmm. And that does not get brought up with him very often. And just one of the most creative creatives in the game.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. He was, you know, if you look at the stuff he wrote about when he wrote music, I mean, he would incorporate science fiction. He was a big science fiction fan. And he would, you're right. I mean, his creativity was just off the charts. He was, as his one-time manager, Chaz Chandler, once said about him, there was a reason he was so good. He would walk around with a guitar for 16 hours a day.
Yeah.
He would go everywhere. He'd go to the bathroom with it because he liked the way it sounded when he was playing in the bathroom. So it was not a mistake. It was not an accident. He was so good. Yeah. That's because he was always, always playing.
I don't think we had anybody push the envelope until Eddie Van Halen with the guitar. And I'm very curious to see who will be next. You've got some greats out there, but yeah, it's just the creativity of what he mm-hmm. did with that. It's a legend.
Absolutely.
Another legend. I believe, just my opinion, the greatest action star of all time, Bruce Lee, born on this day in 1940, way too damn young in 73 at the age of 32. Bruce Lee, in this day and age, okay, so I knew his birthday was coming up. Double check this. One of my favorite stories about movies is during Enter the Dragon. They're filming. It's 1 o'clock at night, and Bruce Lee was the stunt coordinator. He choreographed all the fight scenes, everything you ever saw. A lot of people, nobody had done that before. They'd bring in a stunt coordinator. They'd bring in a fight coordinator. They didn't often have an actual martial artist doing this. Mm-hmm. Now, that's all they do ever since. But they actually, they're filming, it's late at night, and they finally get the right take. And they look at the dailies. They look at the dailies. So that's usually when they're filming, they right away have the TV on the side so they could see what they just filmed. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got it. Let's go to the next scene. They had to keep doing the scene over and over again because Bruce Lee was too fast for the cameras. He had to slow down for the camera to be able to pick up his hands and everything.
Wow.
Just incredible actor, underrated actor, mm-hmm. and one of the, and easily to me, greatest action star of all time, mm-hmm. by far and away.
Yes, indeed.
One more time, we want to wish Barb Thorson a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
happy
Barb.
Happy birthday, Barb.
Enjoy your day. Stick around for some state and local news. We'll be back with some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin commuters say a second Amtrak round trip from St. Paul through Milwaukee to Chicago will make their lives easier. Passenger Christian Bird speaking with ABC News.
It would be easier to leave in the afternoon because it's kind of like herding cats when you're getting a little kid out the door.
The second route is expected to launch sometime next year. Some Wisconsin lawmakers want to make it illegal for most stores not to accept cash. A committee of the Wisconsin Assembly will hold a hearing on the bill tomorrow. Supporters say the idea is to make sure people who don't carry credit or debit cards can still buy what they need. Many places went cashless during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices are continuing to drop, declining another 6.9 cents per gallon last week. This is the 10th straight week that the national average price of gasoline has fallen. The average across Wisconsin is $2.93, with prices ranging from $2.68 to $3.99 across the state. Analysts at Gas Buddy say prices could continue to fall, with gasoline demand dropping off with the cold weather and people staying inside. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, cautioned that the delayed meeting of OPEC, set to happen this week, could affect the projected drop in prices if they decide to make oil production cuts. Gas prices in Wisconsin Rapids today range from $2.83 to $2.87. There's a blood drive in Wisconsin Rapids today from 2 to 7. It's at the former East Junior High School. You can call 866-566-5900 to make an appointment or just walk in. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Woo-hoo! Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. They won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 21 today, under mainly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 6 above tonight. Tomorrow, high of 22. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 13.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James. See, you get the shower curtain all set, and you put your shampoo and conditioner there to hold it back, and then those fall down when the curtain comes in on you. So you got the shampoo bottle hitting your feet, and just
it's called the shampoo and conditioner tango.
It is, and it's a dance I don't enjoy. I don't enjoy it. And people are always stepping on my feet.
That's you stepping on your own feet, dude.
It is. Let's go ahead and dive into some leftovers, all right? After Thanksgiving, let's get some leftovers. It's been 4 days since Thanksgiving. Lots of people still have leftovers in their fridge. In a new poll, 7% of people say that they are still eating leftovers, but food scientists say you should wrap it up by today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Put together one last meal or pack it up in the freezer, but everything else should be tossed after today.
Okay.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Services recommends throwing out refrigerated leftovers after 3 to 4 days. If they're kept in the freezer, they can stay good for about 3 to 4 months.
Right.
Okay. There is some flexibility depending on the type of food, but be careful. The smell test is not 100% reliable, and if you are a grown adult, we should not have to tell you that.
Yes.
Dad,
please.
Dad.
It works for socks, not for leftovers.
Especially turkey, because it smells bad already.
Yeah.
You know, after you put it in the fridge, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
You can't tell. So, yeah, better safe than sorry.
Also, Thanksgiving dishes may spoil faster than other leftovers because the food sits out longer than a typical meal.
That's very good point. Mm-hmm. That I don't think I never thought of that before.
I did not think of that part. That's definitely something to keep in mind. Going over to this one too. So it's Cyber Monday, but do we need it anymore? The evolution of Black Friday is kind of like taken over, and I don't know that Cyber Monday is really even important anymore, or really a thing.
The whole weekend is
so many people shop online on Black Friday.
It's true.
I mean, every day is almost Cyber Day when it comes to shopping online and everything.
And they still use the word cyber. Who does that anymore?
Right. That's a great point. Cyber. Wow, is that a good point?
What is this, 1997? Yeah. I mean, come on.
The Fisher Stevens movie, Hackers?
Come on, that was a great movie.
It's a great movie, I just couldn't help the tie-in. I couldn't.
But even by then, Hackers was like out of fashion by the time that movie came out.
So right.
Yeah, with Matthew Lillard's hair.
That's right, yeah. I can't remember who the other, there was an actress in it that I really liked too. I can't think of her name.
Angelina Jolie.
Yes, that's right.
And Johnny Lee Miller.
Her
husband at the time.
Americans spent a record $9.8 billion online on Black Friday this year.
Jeez.
That's a 7.5 increase from last year, according to Adobe Analytics.
A lot of money.
They don't track in-person sales, but MasterCard only saw a 1% bump at physical stores this time. Just over half of those online purchases were made on phones, which tends to mean a lot of impulse buys. So it wasn't all gifts. We bought plenty of stuff for ourselves as well.
I'm sure.
Some people got in on deals even if they didn't have cash on hand. 79 million of those sales came from buy now, pay later plans, up 47% from last year.
79 million.
Ooh.
That's a big number.
People worldwide spent more than $70 billion on Black Friday products. The best-selling categories included electronics, toys, and video games. Hmm. Thanksgiving Day is also becoming a popular one for online shopping. Americans spent $5.6 billion worth of stuff online. Thursday, up 5.5 from last year.
Wow. Wow.
So you strip all these stats and these analytics away and everything, and you come back to something that we were actually touching on last week. You're going to see this. We saw this here in Central Wisconsin. We saw this here in Wisconsin Rapids, and you're seeing this in a lot of towns like ours throughout the country. People don't have money to spend, and they're still spending it because there are things we need, and we have people that we love, and we still want to do things for them.
Yeah.
But they're trying to be smarter about their money. Mm-hmm. So you have seen the rise of dollar stores and Dollar Generals and a lot of this. Mm-hmm. You've got towns that don't have a coffee shop, but they got like two or three dollar stores.
Right.
And you see things like this, like the stats that we get from this, where there's the buy now, pay later thing. Mm-hmm. What used to be layaway. Back in the day, is not. This is the modern day layaway.
Yes,
more and more people are using these services, and it's not what you might think in your head. It's the person that you wouldn't think of that is needing these services and that nowadays.
Right.
To where we are, and I think it's kind of fascinating to see where all this is going and how hard this is for people to make a living, but people still wanting to put into the economy, still wanting to purchase things and do things. Comes back to an argument the three of us have been talking about for quite a while. Raise the damn minimum wage.
Give people money to spend. You want the economy to go? You want money to go through the economy? Give them money to spend.
Go ahead.
Pay them a living wage.
Yeah.
That's a great way to do it.
A rising tide raises all boats. Well, wait a minute, but how does a small business pay this employee? If they can't, they probably shouldn't be in business. I'm sorry. That's not the PC way to put that. I understand that. I would like to think by now you have heard me long enough talking about and supporting local businesses that I don't have to go into a tangent about how much I care about local businesses. But whether you are a conglomerate or you are a small business, if you can't survive, that's the capitalist society we created.
Yep, that's like, what was that's what we chose, right?
You don't get to pick and choose. You don't get to change the rules in the middle of the game. You don't get to do that. Like, if you can't pay employees, if you can't raise minimum wage, and you can't handle that, then you probably shouldn't be in business. And businesses are hermit crabs, people. It's not as if, oh my God, we lost all business. All businesses are gone now. Every bank in the world is looking for new businesses. Every bank in America is trying to give small business loans to businesses. There's still people out there. There's still plenty of work being done.
Yes.
I'm just going to say this since you brought them up, but dollar stores, one business model we should not support because they do not take care of their employees. They don't take care of their products in their warehouses.
Well, and apparently
if you really
they don't
want a rundown on it. Yeah, they don't have good pricing because there's a lawsuit going on right now about that.
Yep.
But if you want full rundown on why you don't want anything from a dollar store, watch the latest John Oliver.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
It's awful.
It made me
say rats in warehouses.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No.
Made me double think about that. That's for sure.
Well, I usually don't shop at them anyway because I don't like how one pops up in a tiny town. And pretty soon there's three of them and no local retailers, like no mom and pop shops anymore.
The thing of that is, I will say, and I'm not trying, I 1,000% agree with you, Melissa. The only thing I will say about that is that most of these businesses, they are owned by chains, but they are run by local people. And when we're talking about buying local, supporting local, we don't talk about that very often. But your local McDonald's is run by somebody who lives in town here, who you know, people that work at that place.
Usually,
it's this thin line that we've got to walk as we try to buy and support local, and not being not losing sight of that part of it too. I say you start with the mom and pop places, but I think that you can also take something from going to a place like a McDonald's and take, well, that's a place like I'm using our local McDonald's as an example because it's an easy one. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
It's a very, this is a place that for almost 50 years, they've worked with the United Way.
Yep.
They put into this community. There's not many bigger conglomerates than McDonald's.
Yeah, right.
But ours here in Rapids is owned by locals, is run by locals, has locals working.
It's a franchise,
So it's hard to walk that line of supporting local while also not wanting maybe to support a conglomerate and that kind of thing. It's difficult.
And maybe it's the difference of, like, I choose personally to shop local as much as I can. Like you said, if, there's something I can't find or I need to pick up quick, stopping, I still frequent dollar stores, I wouldn't say often, but every once in a while.
Yep.
You stop in one. I just recommend disinfecting the packaging before you open it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Taking a break. We'll be back with more.
On that note.
Yeah, I don't think the dollar store is going to be, I don't think they're going to be advertising with this anytime soon.
Sorry.
Nope. Well, hey, to be honest, Melissa, they don't advertise anyway.
True.
Because to your point, Melissa, they don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it all just came full circle.
And there's plenty of resale shops in town here anyway that are not connected to that you can find things probably you need. So
that's the way to wrap it up. Nicely done. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on The Morning Show.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just got to hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 21 this afternoon, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 6 above tonight, cloudy tomorrow, 22. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 13.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. It's a really smooth song. It's not gotten old to me, though. Not gotten old to me. This one.
I dare say it's velvety. Oh, that's a terrible pun. I don't know.
That's okay. Stay tuned next hour for more bad dad puns.
Yes, everybody, yes. We will be looking forward to the Kitchens Open segment coming up, and let's kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll also get into a little bit of entertainment news. We've also got a couple of odd Turkey Day leftover stories.
Leftover stories.
Some stuff from Thanksgiving's. And Thanksgiving's past.
Speaking of things that smell bad.
Nice. And Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year. We'll get into all of those. Right now, baby talk. Baby talk. Treating your pets like they're your children is common. Very, very common. We even call them fur babies. It's one of the more common phrases there is. So how far down the road have we gone? A new study found we're more likely to use baby talk with our pets than with actual babies now.
Oh, dear.
47% of Americans admit to using baby talk on pets, 44% use it on kids, and 19% sometimes use it while talking to their romantic partner.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
That is one of the weirdest dang things in the world to me.
Yeah.
Moving on. The poll looked at the most common baby talk words we use with pets, and the number one is the word whittle, like, oh, you're whittle and cute.
No.
I'm not going to use baby talk as I give these.
Please don't.
Because I think it's funnier if I say them like with my normal voice.
Yes, exactly.
Like, oh, you're so whittle and cute. I'm going to just say it like that. I'm gonna go. The rest of the top five are potty, boo-boo, night-night, oopsie. Oh, looks like an oopsie. See, it just doesn't, if you don't, you got to do it in the baby talk.
Yeah,
voice,
right.
Otherwise it just doesn't really
it's like,
work.
What is he talking about, right?
A few of those also made the list for most annoying baby talk words. Num-num.
All of them.
Yeah, num-num and boo-boo are the biggest annoying baby talk words. Babies have actually learned to talk just so that they could tell their parents not to say
that
anymore. Yeah,
stop doing that.
Oh, my child's talking. Yeah. Enough with I'm talking. Would you please stop that?
Yeah.
Yes, I can talk. Big deal. We don't mind them as much with pets, though. 69% of us find baby talk annoying when used on kids. Only 41% find it annoying when used on animals.
So, as in this world, as James and we like to talk about here, you know, it's mostly gray,
yes.
Very little black and white.
Yeah.
In this issue, for me, it's all black and white. I can't stand baby talk in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Yeah.
When my kids were babies, it was like, you know, like, hey, kid, how's it going? I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
You will never cross my lips. Ever.
Now they have noted on this that when it comes to like kids, the science is there. Talking to kids in a normal voice, they tend to pick up English quicker.
Mm-hmm. And
using real words,
right,
yeah.
Helps.
So I think that part should be noted. I don't expect that to be common knowledge. Maybe it is. So I apologize if it is. But just in case, any parents, young parents out there and stuff, you know what it's like when you're a young parent. Every bit of information you're taking, you may not listen to everything, but you're taking
right.
it all in.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. And every parent in the world wants to give it to you.
Of course.
Yeah. But so there's that, too. So that part, put that aside. I've never understood this where you're when you're doing this with kids, the other people in the room, like kids don't understand what we're saying. We
no.
know that we're mm-hmm. adults. We understand this, but we go to this level to try to get them to understand. And there's no science behind this. There's no, well, you know, back in the day, our ancestors talked in baby talk because of blah, blah. No, nobody knows where this came from. Like you go down a rabbit hole on this one, and there is no history of where baby talk started
mm-hmm.
or why we started doing it or any of these things. This just kind of came out of the ether. Like it's so weird.
It's very strange.
And it's been around since they note that this has been around since like the 1700s, 1800s, something like that.
Wow.
So I mean, it's been around a long time.
Yeah, right.
Wow. But there's no, like, well, it started because of this queen or this king yeah. or something, you know, like a lot of that stuff does.
Pin it to something.
Yeah.
It was one condescending person who just started the trend, you know. And it continued.
It was somebody who really loved sarcasm,
but
wasn't very good at it.
Perhaps. That's good.
We all know those people that love sarcasm, but they cannot deliver it at all.
Yeah, and you know, I get it. And going to the pets thing with baby talk of the pets, which apparently people seem to think is okay. Yeah. First of all, again, animals can't understand. You know, they understand certain words because you use them at certain times, and they get you know, and they're repetitive. You know, they get that, but they don't. I mean, because usually, what are you doing when you're talking? You're like petting them and stuff, and that's all they care about. They don't care about what you're saying to them, kind of thing. So it's. Is it because that people like find the animal so cute or something, they just at a loss for words? Is that what it is? I guess I don't understand.
Well, I have heard some studies that say the tone of voice matters, and when you use a certain tone of voice, they know you're talking to them. If you always use a baby talk tone of voice, then they know that's
so they would be
for
used
them.
To it. Yeah.
But but if you, I mean, when I talk to Kevin, I do use a little bit higher register. It's not baby talk, but it's directed at him. And I think he's recognizing it, you know, because he comes when I call him. If I just say Kevin, he's not coming. But if I go, Kevin, kitty, kitty, he'll appear.
It's the tone that they catch more so.
Sorry, you can't do baby talk with a cat named Kevin. I'm sorry. This isn't going to work. Oh, Kevy. No.
I do call him Kevy, though.
Oh, boy.
Nice. Jeez. Pareidolia is the phenomenon in which when we see faces and patterns and things, you know, you look at your tub and you see the two handles and the
it looks
nozzle
like a face.
Looks like a face.
And the toast.
I,